Shelter from the Storm.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Glad you joined us as we continue coverage of the fallout from the financial crisis. It is yet another finance company that's reaching out to try and alleviate the crunch that's befallen the mortgage industry. People are defaulting on loans, and some companies are trying to pull the trigger on help rather than foreclosure. Today, in the shadow of at least one other mortgage big shot, Citigroup is launching such a program, which expects to help around 130,000 borrowers refinance. It's not a handout, though, as Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports.
If you've got a home loan with Citigroup, you may soon be getting a call. The bank is planning to reach out to 500,000 borrowers. Sound familiar? Just days ago, J.P. Morgan announced a plan to help borrowers by announcing a moratorium on foreclosures for 90 days. But Citi's plan is different. They plan to keep borrowers paying, even if it's only a tiny amount. Sanjeev Das, the head of the company's mortgage department, says this approach is more realistic.
A 90-day moratorium is not going to fix the problem for those people who have lost their jobs. I mean, think about the borrower on the 91st day. They will be foreclosed on.
Under the plan, a homeowner with a $300,000 loan could be paying as little as $500 a month for a few years, he said. Management consultant Peter Cohen says plans like Citi's sound great, but
people will be skeptical and wait to see whether it actually amounts to anything more than just a nice press release and see whether there's actually tangible results to come out of it.
Cohen says the U.S. government needs to step in to prevent foreclosures expected over the next 2 years. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Well, market stateside slid from positive to negative territory yesterday, and the sell-off continues this morning. Stocks took a nosedive in Asia, where the Hong Kong index shed nearly 5%. Japan's Nikkei and the Chinese market lost value as well. European markets are down by as much as 2.5% so far in trading. Yeah, the markets are a bit of a downer this morning, but think about the big party they're expecting in D.C. come January. It's the typical every 4-year ritual where people descend on the nation's capital to witness the changing of the guard. If you're mulling over a trip to see President-elect Barack Obama's inauguration, take into account hotel rooms are scarce, and what few are left are insanely expensive. What's a good patriot to do? Enter the free market. Washington residents are offering to rent or even swap their houses, and they're doing a booming business on Craigslist. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
Kathleen Cook decided to fly from Texas to Washington for the inauguration after snagging cheap plane tickets. For lodging, she turned to Craigslist.
I saw someone in Arlington is renting their couch, just their couch, for $100 a night.
So Cook decided to try a housing swap. Her family has a cabin in West Virginia. She put it up on Craigslist, offering a week at the cabin for downtown D.C. digs.
I need to find a Republican who likes the mountains and wants to be out of town.
But D.C. residents who are willing to swap houses, like Janice Pfeiffer, are picky.
You know, my downtown brand new condo for your house, preferably in Europe or near a ski resort.
Pfeiffer might also bunk with her sister in Baltimore and rent out her condo for inauguration week for $6,000. In Washington, but not renting out my house, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
Keeping that entrepreneurial spirit in mind, passes to President-elect Obama's actual swearing-in ceremony could go as high as $40,000 each. Problem is, they're supposed to be free. California Senator Dianne Feinstein says she's contacted internet clearinghouses such as Craigslist and eBay to ask them not to allow sales of those tickets. She's also planning on crafting a bill that would make it a federal crime to do it.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by Cleveland Clinic, committed to providing health and wellness services through its executive health program at clevelandclinic.org/executive health.
It seems everyone has an idea about how to fix the economy these days, but we mostly end up hearing from wonky talking heads on the subject, and that can be a bit of a bore. So we decided as part of our series, What's the Fix?, to turn the microphone over to the people on the street to get a taste of what John or Jane Q. Public has to say about the tanking economy. and how to fix it.
My name is Miller Johnson. I'm a retired librarian and a hobby farmer. I live in Indiana, southwest of Indianapolis. My idea is to develop a fourth branch of government, the fiscal branch, as a constitutional amendment. We need a check and a balance on the legislative branch from overspending. And the fiscal branch would combine a lot of the services of the current government into one branch, but its primary purpose would be to set the amount of money that the government may spend.
My name is Edward McDonald. I am a resident of the Twin Cities in Minnesota, St. Paul, Minneapolis. Well, I think the fix is have Congress and the administration do the following. Pass a $700 billion residential street stimulus. And then the revenues generated by the resident street stimulus would be used to address affordable housing needs, healthcare needs, infrastructure repair needs, economic development and job creation strategies, environmental concerns, energy independence strategies, education access and support, and issues of inequality. These initiatives are at the core of what grows a middle class, which builds a strong economy.
My name is Miranda Marquette. I live in Logan, Utah. My idea to fix the economy is to come up with a way that we as a society, with the help of our leaders, can change the way we think about spending money and the way that we have a debt-based economy. Another thing that I think might help would be making financial literacy part of the school curriculum. And personal finance and money issues are perfect for part of the math curriculum. And I think adding that and making financial education more accessible to more people would also help a lot.
In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.